And this news update's being brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And Bayport State Bank. In Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member, FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. Bad Axe is set to celebrate the holiday season with its annual Tidings and Tinsel festivities this Saturday, November the 29th. The Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce is organized to host a family-friendly activities taking place throughout the day, including food trucks, historical events, free movie showings, crafts, and a parade. Events kick off at 1 p.m. with one-day Christmas in the village at the historic log cabins running until 5 p.m. and a free screening of The Grinch at the Bad Axe Theater, including complimentary small drinks and popcorn for children from 1 to 3 p.m., and food trucks will be available from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Additional highlights include ornament decorating, storybook reading for kids hosted at the First United Methodist Church, and a tree lighting ceremony at 5 p.m. in front of Huron County Courthouse. The evening will feature a s'mores and hot cocoa social and warming areas provided by local businesses, and festivities conclude with the Tidings and Tinsel Christmas Parade from 6 to 8 p.m., and Thumb Broadcasting will be there that evening with our country cruiser announcing the floats that evening, so stop by and say hello. And we here at Thumb Broadcasting would like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and a happy kickoff to the Christmas season. And two senior dogs abandoned on a downtown Caseville sidewalk are now safe and permanently housed at a no-kill dog sanctuary in Imlay City. Local rescuers worked together to keep the bonded pair, now named Otto and Hank, together for the rest of their lives. Around 1:30 a.m. on October 23rd, security cameras in downtown Caseville recorded a white SUV stopping and someone pushing two dogs out onto the sidewalk before driving away, with the vehicle's license plate obscured. Caseville police are still looking for the people responsible and are asking anyone with information about the SUV or the dog's former owner to call 989-856-3304. A Huron County deputy transported the dogs to Thumb Animal Shelter in Elkton, where the staff named the golden colored brothers Otto and Hank, and noted they were gentle, inseparable, and depended on each other. After nearly 3 weeks of care, shelter operators contacted Hawkeye and Friends Dog Rescue and Sanctuary in Imlay City to see if they could take both dogs so they would never be split up. Hawkeye and Friends, which functions as a lifelong sanctuary rather than a traditional adoption shelter, agreed to accept Otto and Hank as permanent residents. Staff reported the dogs quickly integrated into the resident pack, playing with the other dogs and settling into their new environment, leaving rescuers puzzled as to why such calm and well-behaved animals were ever abandoned. More than 2.6 million Michigan residents are expected to travel at least 50 miles from their home during this Thanksgiving holiday period this year, marking a 1.4% increase compared to the last year, according to travel agencies. Most travelers, 2.3 million of them, will be hitting the road by car, while projections show about 225,000 will be flying, and 80,000 will use other forms of transportation, including bus, train, and cruise, with those alternate methods showing the largest year-over-year increase. Nationally, travel agencies estimate around 81.8 million Americans will travel for Thanksgiving, with nearly 90% opting for car travel. a number that will rise as some try to avoid possible flight disruptions. An estimated 6.1 million people nationwide are expected to fly domestically, with top destinations being in Orlando for domestic travelers and Paris for international trips. Travel experts advise planning ahead, noting the busiest travel will be on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sunday of Thanksgiving week, and travelers are encouraged to finalize their plans early and check for potential flight delays or cancellations before heading out. And we'll return right after this.
Enjoy Black Friday prices all month long on Ashley Sleep Gallery at Ashley and Bad Axe. Save up to $500 on select Beautyrest mattresses and adjustable base sets, up to $625 on select Serta mattresses and adjustable base sets, and up to $900 on select Beautyrest Black mattress and adjustable base sets during the Black Friday sale going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. Plus, clearance adjustable bases are priced to go, and not only do you enjoy savings on Sleep Gallery, you're giving back to our community when you shop Ashley and Bad Axe. A portion of all mattress sales goes toward our Kids in Need of a Bed program, providing beds to local children in need. And while you're in store, you can also enjoy up to 30% off store-wide for a limited time. Looking to shop now and pay later? You can, with 1 year and 5 year no-interest financing available. Stop in to Ashley and Bad Axe for details. Ashley and Bad Axe is open 7 days a week and locally owned and operated. And be sure to follow Ashley and Bad Axe on Facebook for Black Friday deals all month long.
This is Jean Hart. Come see me at Ashley and Maddox for the best selection of dining sets, recliners, and accent pieces to make your house a home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Maddox, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we have one obituary today. Joyce Ann Brown, age 87 of Ubley, died Sunday, November 23rd in United Hospice Service of Aspire. She was born June 25, 1938, in Cass City, and went on to marry Keith Norris Brown on May 14, 1960, in Cass City. Joyce is survived by her children, Lori, Lisa, Ken, and Tim, her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Funeral service will be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday, November 26th, in Cran's Funeral Home, Cass City. Interment will be in Elkland Township Cemetery, and in memorials may be made to the United Hospice Service of Aspire in Marlette. Visitation will be 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, November 25th at Cran's Funeral Home in Cass City, and service date visitation will be from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Wednesday, November 26th in Cran's Funeral Home in Cass City. The family was assisted with arrangements by Cran's Funeral Home.
This is Jason Hansen, loan officer from Bayport State Bank. On behalf of all of us at Bayport State Bank, we'd like to congratulate the Harbor Beach Pirates football team on an incredible season and their well-deserved trip to Ford Field. We also want to wish the Harbor Beach Pirates the best of luck in Friday's game against the Hudson Tigers. The Pirates take the field on Friday, November 28th at 9:30 a.m. at Ford Field for the Division 8 State Championship game. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seawing, are proud to serve the communities we call home. Supporting local athletes, local families, and local businesses isn't just what we do, it's who we are. When you bank with Bayport State Bank, you're choosing a local team that cares about you, your future, and our community. So stop into one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seawing. Open an account and see what real hometown banking is all about. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with more news. Authorities in Colorado say five people, including three children, were killed when a Ford sedan carrying an adult driver and five juveniles crashed, with investigators still working to determine what caused the vehicle to leave the roadway and emphasizing holiday travel safety as the community mourns the victims. In a volcano in northern Ethiopia, identified as Hali Gubi, has erupted for the first time in recorded history after lying dormant for roughly 10,000 years, sending ash plumes across the Red Sea towards Yemen and Oman, and prompting regional aviation advisories and monitoring by volcanologists. And that's been a look at your news this hour from Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, their member FDIC.
Winter is coming. Is your vehicle ready for brutal winter months ahead? It's time to get a fall checkup at Carg Automotive Muffler Man across from Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. This is Bob Carg. Stop in for an oil change and fall checkup, plus any service or mechanical work you need, from brakes, shocks, to tune-ups, oil changes, AC repair, muffler systems, and even major engine and transmission work. Choose Carg Automotive Muffler Man in Bad Axe, where price and quality meet. Our mechanics will do the job right the first time. Call for an appointment today at 989-269-9741. We're Carg Automotive Muffler Man at 127 West Tiernan Avenue, downtown Bad Axe, home of the free loaner car.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.